This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, final segment with myself and Owen Schroyer. Then, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, probably has the biggest story he's ever broken on our platform. He's about to break. It's at naturalnews.com. We're posting the full article to infowars.com. There's a quickening. Now, the top scientists, medical doctors, and others I've talked to have told me that a lot of cancer isn't just viral. It's caused by mutated fungus. That's why it's so important to flush your body of fungus. And there are now forms of fungus, I've seen mainline reports, that kill 90-plus percent of the people that come in contact with it. Medical alert, hospitals are releasing deadly superbug fungi into the open air, colonizing, that's their word, the population. Folks, Bill and Melinda Gates are obsessed with weather modification, fungus weaponized against the public, forced inoculation. This is the eugenics plan, and it's admitted that HIV was created, all this stuff. This is the next level, so we better get control of our government. We better understand what the deep state's up to, because it goes a lot deeper than just the gatekeeper criminals that were in control of the FBI and the CIA and the Democrats trying to keep Trump out. They were trying to keep Trump out because this is not business as usual. And I wanted to play this clip, but it's on InfoWars.com. We don't have time now because of the time running out here. But it's the Attorney General saying, yes, there was illegal spying going on against Trump. He said, and it's election meddling. He goes, they talk about Russians all day. This is the Democrats' election meddling. This is very serious information. It's an incredible clip. I'm sure Mike Adams will play it before the hour's over, but he's first going to get into this huge story coming up. But, Owen, I just want to tell you, the whole crew, this is one hell of a time to be alive, and I'm just glad the last 2.5 years, the sustained attack we've all been under, that the listeners have supported us, that you've supported us, that everybody's hung fast in there under all the stressful situations so we can move forward. I didn't even plug last hour. Again, we have the spring super sale going. It's not the total store-wide sale because a lot of stuff sold out, but it is the 50-60% off of the best-selling nutraceuticals and supplements, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Mel Vitality, X2 that we've got back in stock by the grace of God, the good halogen, all the other amazing products, the Brain Force Plus, the nootropic, the high-quality fish oil for adults and children, and the grill oil, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, we're for real. You see the results. You see the enemy demonizing us and hating us 24/7. Commit to support the broadcast today. If you've never bought some of the Wing of America coffee, it's excellent. Sign up for AutoShip once you see how great things like the protein bars or the toothpaste or the fish oil or things you're going to want to reorder are an additional 10% off. So this sale's got to end soon. As soon as I get back, I'm going to come up with a new sale. But, again, thank you all for the support. Back to Owen Schroyer for some final comments. And then we've got the War Room coming up today with Will Johnson, Owen Schroyer, and others, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Whatever you do, listeners, spread those articles about Trump saying it's treason. He intends to go after them criminally. You know it's on, so get ready. Everybody watch their six. Back to Owen Schroyer right there in the ATX. And then again, Mike Adams. And remember, folks, this is revolutionary information that globalists do not want to get out to anybody. And that's why you're the amplifiers. You can do anything when you take action. And that's why I salute you and thank you to remember to spread these links to the four winds. Spread the articles, spread the videos, and tell people Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and everybody are still on the air, stronger than ever, but you go to their sites. Remember when the Internet had sites and not just big social media networks run by globalists, the Chi-Coms, censoring everybody. It's now all up to you. You see the victory. We've almost pushed the boulder to the top of the mountain, just a few more feet, but we now have to put maximum effort in, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time. Choose your fate. Choose your destiny.
Mike Adams taking over on the other side, but you know, the whole purpose, the whole motivation, you realize there's corruption, you realize it's rampant, you realize it's touched almost every industry, all the mainstream, and you embark on a journey to expose it. And that's all we've been doing here. We've embarked on a journey to expose the corruption, call it as we see it along the way, but I can't even imagine what the future holds if we can actually get this monkey of political corruption and societal corruption off our back.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
We wake up in the morning.
All right, Mike Adams here, continuing in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today with a breaking bombshell report on a fungal superbug that has achieved already pandemic status across the United States. I've done a deep dive into this story. To their credit, the New York Times actually covered this story a few days ago and blew the lid off certain elements of it. You know, even occasionally the New York Times actually does engage in random acts of journalism, occasionally. But we took what they put out and then we did a deep dive into the CDC and the CDC's fungal expert, Dr. Tom Chiller, I believe is his name. I'll verify that. And we looked at the maps put out by the CDC and the statements by the CDC going back to 2017 all the way through the present. And there are details the New York Times did not tell you. That's what we're going to bring you right now here on the Alex Jones Show. So here's the bombshell, and then I'll get into the details of it. We're going to work backwards from this big aha. Hospitals across America are hubs for fungal infections of a superbug fungi named Candida auris. It's a kind of yeast. And this fungus is fatal to between 41 and up to 88% of patients, depending on the situation and maybe variations of the strain and so on, and other related strains as well that I'll talk about. And hospitals cannot kill it. The CDC admits that the hospital cleaning chemicals do not kill it. And they spray rooms with aerosolized hydrogen peroxide, which normally would kill almost everything, bacteria, fungi, and so on. It doesn't kill it. And that hospitals, because of their HVAC systems, they are ventilating this fungal strain out into the open air and into the environment. And tests have found this fungal strain, which is a deadly superbug, again, and I'll explain where it came from. They found it in the air in hospitals, in the air around hospitals, and in soils, communities, and even backyards of homes around hospitals. This has already achieved a pandemic stage. Do you remember when Ebola was on everybody's minds a few years ago, and everybody freaked out, appropriately so, when the CDC brought an Ebola patient to the United States, put that patient in Texas, in a hospital in Texas, and then that patient promptly infected a nurse in Texas, and it started to spread in Texas. And, of course, we were all very concerned. What is the CDC doing? Why are you bringing Ebola patients to Texas and so on? And thankfully, that stopped. They were able to keep that under wraps. But this superbug fungal strain is already in California, Texas, Illinois, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, Florida, and many other states as well. In fact, the CDC has already said there are over 600, I think it was 617 cases that they have confirmed are infected with Candida auris. That's spelled A-U-R-I-S. If you want to look it up, that's the Latin of it, Candida auris. And the CDC also identified another 1,000 people who are, quote, colonized with this fungal strain. So they are carriers of it who are not sick. As carriers, they are spreading it to other people. And the biggest news in all of this is the massive cover-up, the CDC refusing to name the hospitals in New Jersey, New York, Chicago, and other places. They refuse to name the hospitals where these infections are rampant. So now, going to a hospital in Illinois, for example, or Chicago, going to a hospital there might be a death sentence, and the CDC won't tell you which hospitals are infected. This fungal strain, again, cannot be killed by Western medicine. They don't know how to kill it. They don't know what to do with it. And it has spread around the world. It's in the Netherlands. It's in Venezuela. And the CDC has documented that this strain is spreading through healthcare facilities in nations like India and Japan. This is all over the world now. Now, you might wonder, where did this come from? Is this a weaponized superbug? Well, the official story is that this is the result of the overuse of agricultural chemicals, fungicides used in agriculture. These chemicals are sprayed on virtually all crops that you eat, that you buy at the grocery store, from tomatoes and different vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds, everything imaginable. They spray fungicides on everything. And these fungicides are, in particular, a class of chemicals called azoles. Now, that's A-Z-O-L-E, like triazoles, and there are other azoles. Don't take what I'm saying out of context. I'm not saying like Adam Schiff is an azole. No, I'm talking about pesticides and fungicides here. Azoles, this is a class of fungicides. So these, as you spread these on the crops, these create azole-resistant superbugs. And what they do is they kill off all of the so-called friendly fungi that would normally live in soils and live on crops. And because the laws of competition exist in nature, I mean, all of nature is actually free market principles. You have bacteria competing for resources. You have fungi competing for resources. You have, you know, organisms, insects, flowers, and plants. They all compete for resources. It's a free market system, by the way, which is why, as a side note, socialism is anti-nature. Socialism contradicts what we see in nature everywhere. But when you kill off all the good, friendly fungal strains, you make room for the nasty fungal strains to rise up and then colonize and take over and spread and multiply. And this is what has happened. So now, virtually all the food that's being produced all around the world that is sprayed with this azole class of fungicide chemical, all this food is now being infected, or a significant portion is infected with this new superbug, Candida auris. And almost nobody has heard of this. It's in more than 7 states across America. It probably is infecting nursing homes everywhere. It probably is infecting daycare centers, public schools, public transportation, as well as hospitals, malls, movie theaters. I mean, think about it. The only thing that we know can probably kill this effectively is sunlight or ultraviolet radiation. Where do you have dark places in artificial light? Everywhere. Hospitals, movie theaters, all these places, malls, they're all artificial light. And this fungal strain is now being carried by people. Again, people are colonized with it. They carry it and they spread it through all these facilities. Meanwhile, the deep state vaccine industry is pushing people like New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and others like Rockland County, Ed Day there in New York, to create an emergency over measles, which has infected almost no one and kills almost no one. Yet this fungal strain, Candida auris, has spread across the country. It has infected the food supply. It has infected hospitals. It can't be killed, and it has a fatality rate from 41% to 88%, and you don't hear anybody declaring that to be a national emergency. You know why? You know what the difference is? There's no vaccine for this. So there's nothing that they can hype up. There's nothing they can push that Big Pharma can sell to make billions of dollars off of this emergency. So they just don't even mention it. So people are dying all across the country. And you can add this. Well, let me back up. What's really important to understand about this is this is a superbug that came out of agriculture and then colonized human beings. That's different from other superbugs, such as MRSA, M-R-S-A. MRSA is a superbug that was created by the abuse of antibiotics in healthcare settings, but it generated in the bodies of patients. MRSA emerged, in other words, from patients being treated with antibiotics. So it was a healthcare problem, and a healthcare-based emergence, and now it is a healthcare-based superbug that is killing patients everywhere across America. The same thing is true with C. diff. C. diff, you can get that infection just by having various medical procedures. Even colonoscopy is a common one. If they don't properly wash the items that they are inserting into your body, they can actually implant a superbug in your intestines that kills you a few days or a few weeks later. People are being killed all across America from colonoscopies because of that very reason. Well, now we have an agricultural-based superbug that came out of the crop fields, came out of the soils, and has now colonized humans. Hospitals are hubs for this infection. Hospitals are spreading it everywhere across America, and the CDC refuses to name which hospitals, which nursing homes are actually spreading this infection. This is far worse than Ebola ever got, and it's only going to get worse. Watch for a big media cover-up in the weeks ahead. We'll be right back with more details on this. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here, filling in on the fourth hour. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Now, even though the CDC is refusing to release the names of the hospitals and nursing homes that are carrying this Candida auris, a fungal superbug strain that's killing, well, according to the CDC, if you get infected with this, you have a 50% chance of being dead in 90 days. That's the CDC's number right there. And again, we've seen numbers as high as 88% for related strains. But the New York Times actually reported the name of one hospital in their coverage of this a few days ago, the Mount Sinai Hospital in Brooklyn. And there, a man died from this Candida auris infection. And afterwards, the hospital staff tested his room for the pathogen. So they took swabs off of every conceivable surface in his hospital room. And listen to this, because this will and probably horrify you. And this is a quote right out of the New York Times. Remember, if we had reported this, everybody in the media would say, oh, that can't be. But this is straight out of the New York Times. This is from the hospital staff. Quote, everything was positive, meaning everything tested positive for the superbug Candida auris. Quote, the walls, the bed, the doors, the curtains, the phones, the sink, the whiteboard, the poles, the pump. That's a quote from Dr. Scott Lauren, the hospital's president. Quote, the mattress, the bed rails, the canister holes, the window shades, the ceiling, everything in the room was positive for this superbug. Now, I want you to think about how healthcare works. We can't even get hospital staff to wash their hands on a normal day. And studies have shown that doctors' ties, the ties they wear, are the number one carriers of superbugs around hospitals because they lean into a patient and the tie rubs on that patient's gown or the patient's hand. The tie picks up the superbug. And then the doctor goes to visit the next patient because the doctor's making their rounds. And then guess what? They rub their tie on the next patient. Not on purpose. This is inadvertent. Even if that doctor washes his or her hands, that tie is spreading disease all around the hospital. This is why a lot of doctors don't wear ties anymore, by the way, because they know this is happening. But think about it. If this is everywhere in a hospital room, that patient dies. And guess what? Then that room is available for you now. If you're in Brooklyn, or the next patient, whoever it is, next patient comes in, walks in the room, guess what? Oh, this superbug fungal strain is everywhere. It's on the ceiling, it's on the bed rails, it's on the curtains, just like this president of the hospital said. It's everywhere, and they can't kill it. So now this next person gets infected. Now, if that person survives the infection and leaves the hospital and goes home, what do they take with them? Candida are a superbug because now they are, quote, colonized. They're colonized. They didn't get sick from it. It didn't kill them, but they're colonized because you can't get rid of it. And so they take it home. And then it spreads throughout their home and to their family members. And this is how it happens. Hospitals become hubs for the infections. And we don't even know which hospitals to avoid at this point because, again, the CDC won't release the names. Now, there are two other very important things you need to understand about this. According to media reports, it's the people who have weakened immune systems that are being killed by this superbug fungal strain. People with strong immune systems, healthy immune function, i.e., people like you and I who maybe we eat superfoods, maybe we take nutritional supplements, maybe we get some sunlight, we have some vitamin D, we do some physical exercise. We take care of our health, at least in some basic kind of way. We are not the people who are going to be killed by this. But we can be colonized by it. You can become a carrier and not even know it. You may be a carrier right now. And then what happens is it goes and kills other people who are immunosuppressed. And who's immunosuppressed in society? Think about it. It's the children who are being vaccinated with immune system damaging vaccines. They can then be hit with this fungal superbug and be killed by the fungal strain, even though they were weakened by the vaccine, because the vaccine is an attack on the immune system. It's senior citizens, especially those in nursing homes. Might be your parents or your grandparents who are living in an assisted facility of some kind. You go to visit them, you're fine, but you're colonized with the superbug. You go to hug grandma, let's say, now you've transferred that fungal strain to her. She gets infected, she gets sick, and she spreads it to the whole nursing home. And this is happening all across America right now. Have no doubt about that. This is happening everywhere. And it shows the importance of taking care of your health. Because if you can survive this, you can coexist with this fungal strain. And it also shows, in my opinion, as a nutrition science person, the importance of probiotics. You need to have healthy gut flora. Because you don't want this candida yeast getting into your gut and then taking over your gut. And guess when that can happen? When you take antibiotics. So you go in to see the doctor, you have a cold or a flu or something, even though antibiotics are useless against viral infections, a lot of doctors, just to try to get rid of you, will say, here, I'll take these antibiotics. This will help you. So you take the antibiotics. It wipes out all your intestinal flora. You now have no intestinal flora, and you're eating, you've got this superbug fungal strain on your fingers, you're eating some fresh apples or some fresh celery or something, and you didn't wash it enough. It goes right into your gut, and then candida or a superbug infects your gut. Conceivably, this can happen. Or it can infect other surfaces of your body. The CDC, Dr. Tom, I think his name is Tom Chiller, he said that literally they were swabbing patients' crotches to see if they were infected with this. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to make this obscene, but it lives in people's crotches. I mean, if you can believe that. But it's all over their bodies. It just happens to be in areas that are dark and damp. That's where fungal strains like to live. So if you happen to get this, you know, in your gut, it could kill you. And that can happen because you took antibiotics. This, again, underscores the extreme importance of taking care of your health in this time. Because I'm here to tell you, this is not the only superbug that's going to come out of agriculture. There's already another one. It's called Aspergillus fumigatus. That's the Latin term. Aspergillus fumigatus, that was documented several years ago. And that's actually the strain that has the 88% fatality rate associated with this. And this strain comes out of agriculture. Again, it's the azole-resistant strains of yeast and fungus, or fungi. And they spread all across the world. They spread through hospitals and everywhere. And this is relatively recent, though. This is only in the last few years that this is coming on strong. We've had other superbugs like MRSA, M-R-S-A, that have been in hospitals for many more years. And you have now the recognition of the medical system that says we are approaching the end of the era of antibiotics. We don't know what to do, the hospital experts say, the epidemiologists say. We don't know what to do. We've run out of antibiotics. We've run out of antifungals. We've run out of chemicals to treat these conditions. So here's the future that you're facing, and myself included. We're all facing this future. We're going to have more emerging superbugs coming out of agriculture, coming out of farm fields, crop fields, food supply, and also coming out of hospitals. It's not just the jungles of Africa and Ebola and all that. This is coming out of the farm fields in Iowa, all right? This is happening right here in America, in Illinois, in Kansas, everywhere. And these bugs are going to kill people who are immunosuppressed, which, by the way, tend to be people who live in cities, too, because there's a lot more stress in the cities, a lot more salt, a lot of pollution that's immunosuppressive, and so on. This is real. This is happening. I'll have much more for you straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams talked about fungal superbug today. Stay with us.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth Crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogen, what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There are days like today that I feel like you and I, we are going to be the surviving remnant of humanity. Not a joke. Humanity has sown the seeds of its own destruction. Humanity is on a suicide path with the use of these chemicals and these antibiotics and these toxic vaccines that have a transgenerational impact of infertility and immunosuppression and more. And when I just spoke about Candida auris, this is already really a stage 6 pandemic. It's just, it hasn't been declared yet. And only those with strong immune systems can survive it. Well, who's that going to be? I mean, think about it. This is beyond serious. This is going to wipe out potentially the entire system of Western medicine as we know it. It's going to turn hospitals into death camps, essentially, hubs of spreading infectious disease. But the way to survive it, based on everything we currently know, is to have strong immune function. And, you know, I'm saying this as a third party. I don't have any financial ties with InfoWars or InfoWarsStore.com, but if I were you, I would get serious about boosting immune function. You know, I would really invest in some good products at InfoWars Store or wherever you get them. Maybe you grow some of your own herbs. Maybe you grow basil. You know, that boosts immune function. But you need to get some, in my opinion, vitamin C can save your life under the right circumstances. Vitamin D can save your life. It's not a joke, especially as we enter these times when you have all these outbreaks happening. And who knows what's coming after this one. Another one will be in the works. You'd better get your immune system going. And really think seriously about dropping habits that are suppressing your immune function. Those include, of course, smoking cigarettes. Vaping is safe in that way. Vaping doesn't give you the cancer-causing carcinogens, but smoking burned material does. So you might want to reconsider that or cut down on your frequency. Don't have a sedentary lifestyle. Don't live indoors all the time. Make sure you get outside. Make sure you have some time in nature. Do some physical exercise. Eat some superfoods. Drink some superfoods. Take some high-quality nutrient supplements. You need these. It's really, really becoming a matter of life and death. Not a joke. You look at people who are going to die, those are people who are living on junk food, people who are immunosuppressed, people who are just taking pharmaceuticals every day and taking antibiotics and having very stressful lives. And did you know that just sleep deprivation can suppress your immune function? Sleep deprivation. So if you're living somewhere, you're on a busy city street and there's cars honking all night and car alarms going off, that can literally suppress your immune function and get you killed if you get exposed to something like Candida auris. So think about where you are. Think about how you can boost your immune function and protect yourself from all of these insults. And the one thing we know for sure is that as these superbugs continue to spread across our world, we're going to have more and more people fleeing the cities. Cities are going to become death traps. Cities are going to become disease-infested zones. And one of the things that I noted about this that was most important was how the CDC has documented hospitals in Venezuela spreading this Candida auris superbug. Why is that happening in Venezuela? Well, Venezuela, you have a collapse of society. You have the power grid going down in major cities there like Caracas and others. You have a lack of just basic supplies. You can't buy bleach. You can't get isopropyl alcohol. You can't get povidone iodine. You can't get basic supplies that are typically used to clean hospital rooms and wash hands and so on. You don't even have circulation or ventilation in the hospitals when the power is out. You've got people starving to death. And I saw an article recently that started to dig up the bones of the dead to try to rob them of gold teeth and jewelry, like anything that a corpse had, like literally robbing corpses to try to find gold teeth. That's just astonishing. And by the way, cannibalism is not far behind in Venezuela if it hasn't already begun. They're going to have no choice but to start eating each other. And when that happens, you're going to see an explosion of infectious disease like we haven't seen, you know, since the medieval days or the Dark Ages. It's going to shock people, and it's going to spread. Every liberal city is collapsing in one way or another, some faster than others. Look at San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco is I have to watch my language. There's human feces all over the streets. There's needles all over the streets of San Francisco. Seattle is the same thing now. Chicago's not far behind. New York has a similar problem and so on. Los Angeles as well. Well, what do all these things do? They spread infectious disease. If you have needles and feces all over the streets, it's not long before you have a highly infected, contagious population that's been, quote, colonized with pathogens, and then they're immunosuppressed in the cities, and then they just start dying. The hospitals get overrun with sick and dying patients. The hospitals get infected. As those patients die, they clear out of the rooms. The morgues get overrun with colonized, infected bodies. New people come into the hospitals and get reinfected with the next superbug. Pretty soon, people are just fleeing the cities. I mean, it's already begun for tax reasons right now. People are fleeing California or New York for tax reasons, but they're going to start fleeing the cities as a means of survival.
That day is not far behind. And as they do that, you know how the socialists and the fascists in California, they have to flee California because they can't afford to live there anymore. And so they take their fascism and they bring it to Austin, Texas, or they bring it to Las Vegas, or they bring it to Utah. So they're implanting fascism all over the country and trying to turn those states blue. Well, guess what? As these superbugs get worse and worse, they're going to be implanting actual infectious diseases in cities like Salt Lake City, Provo, Las Vegas, Austin, Texas, wherever they're fleeing to. This is going to happen. You're seeing the economic migration or fleeing right now, or let's call it an economic exodus out of the liberal cities. You are going to see a microbiological exodus out of the cities. We're talking about a pandemic on a scale that this world has never seen. And this fungal strain, Candida auris, this is just the beginning. You might want to go back and watch, what was that? I think it was a Discovery Channel show, Doomsday Preppers. You might want to go back and watch Doomsday Preppers because it's suddenly relevant again. I think there was an episode in there about pandemics. You need to get up to speed on that. Pandemics are real. They are here. They are here now. It's not like, oh, it's in Africa and it might come here. No, it's in Chicago. It's in New York. It's in New Jersey. It's in Texas and California and Florida, Connecticut right now. And Maryland, I believe, and some other states as well. Now, we know that governments are going to exploit these situations to clamp down on freedom and to roll out tyranny. And we just saw a shocking example of this with Mayor de Blasio in New York declaring medical martial law again in New York City. As you recall, about a week ago, the CEO or the top guy, whatever his title is, of Rockland County, New York, his name is Ed Day. He declared medical martial law in Rockland County. He said everybody has to be vaccinated or 18 or under, or he's going to have you arrested and sent to prison for 6 months. Well, he was sued, and that went to the New York Supreme Court. And just a couple of days ago, the New York Supreme Court shot that down and said, this is a bogus emergency. This isn't even real. I'm paraphrasing. They called it, I think, capricious and something else. Shot it down. And Ed Day was still saying, no, we got to have this. People are going to die unless we have medical martial law. Well, yesterday, Mayor de Blasio said in New York, you have to be injected with every substance that the state of New York wants you to be injected with, regardless of whether it's safe or not. Regardless of the ingredients, you have to be injected. Your children have to be injected. And he's taken this to the Hasidic Jewish community in New York as well. Not telling them, by the way, that all these vaccines are not kosher because many of them have aborted human fetal tissue cells in them. So this is medical cannibalism being forced on Hasidic Jews by a tyrannical state government led by a medical tyrant named de Blasio. And this is happening because they're going to take every little emergency and they're going to blow it up into medical martial law because they are fascists. This is what they do. They use every emergency to take away your liberty and to trample your rights and to violate your human dignity. Your body doesn't even belong to you in New York. We'll be back after this break with more. Stay with us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
The globalists have a death wish for humanity. They don't want you to survive. Remember the first Terminator movie? I think it was Reese said to Sarah Connor, "Come with me if you want to live." And in Terminator 2, the Terminator, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator, said the same thing as he was rescuing her from the psychiatric facility. "Come with me if you want to live." Well, I'm here today to tell you, if you want to live, seriously, you want to survive what's coming, you watch InfoWars, you read Natural News, you check out the independent media, you stay informed. Because if you go through the mainstream services, if you even use Google as search, we now know that Google has blacklisted all alternative health and natural healing websites from their search results. This came out in a memo, an exclusive bombshell released by the Daily Caller yesterday. And the Daily Caller's story, well, they acquire these memos from Google that talk about how they have an individual, a senior Google search engineer, he's been there, I think, 17 years, who's responsible for suppressing websites, putting them on a news blacklist if they talk about medical or health denial. Well, what is denial? If you deny that vaccines are always awesome and perfectly safe and never harm anyone, if you deny that, you're added to that blacklist. If you deny anything about medicine, if you deny that, oh, statin drugs are awesome and save lives and never harm anyone,
on that list as well. If you talk about fluoride, if you talk about geoengineering, if you talk about any of these things, you are put on this blacklist. This has come out now. This shows the incredible dishonesty and even really fraud that Google is carrying out. And this is why we have got to have an independent investigation into Google. I think we need our lawmakers in Washington, D.C. to demand criminal indictments of the tech giant CEOs. They are engaged, in my opinion, in election meddling, in vote fraud, but more importantly, they are denying the basic human rights of freedom of speech, and they are actively interfering with information that could be life-saving to people in these circumstances that we're talking about. Outbreaks of superbugs, infections worldwide, collapsing liberal cities that are descending into third world status with feces and filth all over the place. That's obviously going to lead to the spread of disease. If you want to live, seriously, read InfoWars, read National News, watch my podcasts. Oh, on that note, by the way, I've got a full documentary coming this Sunday, my Counterthink show, InfoWars.com, 6 p.m. Central Time. It's the full documentary of this Candida auris superbug. The whole hour is dedicated to that. So don't miss that. If you happen to miss it later on, it'll be at counterthink.com with all the other videos. The point is, you got to stay informed here. This is going to get worse. The censorship is covering up exactly the information that you need to save your life. The governments like de Blasio in New York are using every emergency to destroy freedom of speech and to turn you into a medical guinea pig, a medical slave. And it's so much worse than what I can even describe here. Did you know that, my God, how do I even describe this? They're taking autistic children, and then in the autistic care centers and schools, they're convincing the autistic children that they're all transgenders so that they can then run big pharma gender castration chemical experiments on autistic children. This is rampant medical abuse. And I think there was a story this morning about people just being fired from a hospital in the UK who had preyed upon, I don't know if it was like 20 teenagers, putting them on these chemicals that cause long-term damage. We're talking about the physical maiming of children to conduct their radical left-wing social engineering transgenderism experiments. Now think about this. These children who are autistic, they were damaged in the first place, in many cases, by vaccines that are mandated by the state. So the state poisons your child, turns your child into a neurologically damaged individual who suffers through pain and suffers a lifetime of not being able to use their neurology like God intended. So they're suffering. And then the state hospitals come along and say, oh, you're a transgender. Let's cut off your genitals and treat you with chemical castration pharmaceuticals so we can claim to be tolerant and diverse and progressive. This is the insanity that it has come to. And these people, these radical leftists, whether it's the LGBT mad medicine, you know, Frankenstein experiment people, or whether it's, you know, Ted Lieu in Congress, or whether it's Mad Maxine, any of these, they have reached a level of mental illness and derangement and cruelty and evil upon humanity that they are worse than a cancer on our world. They are an evil. They are pure evil, unleashed like slobbering demons running around, just destroying all life, destroying society, turning everything that used to be abundance and life, turning it into death and suffering, murdering the babies after they're born, infanticide, and then celebrating it, and physically maiming, disfiguring young girls and young boys with their transgenderism experiments and brainwashing and indoctrination. This is a war for humanity. And I think, by the way, this is my opinion, the sooner President Trump declares this war against these life-destroying, America-hating leftists, the sooner he just declares the war and just sends out the military police, arrest all these traitors, arrest these gun grabbers in Oregon, by the way. I need to talk about that for a second. The sooner Trump declares it, the better. And I just want President Trump to know that we, the people, are with you. If you need 100 armed citizens to support every military police person that you send out to make arrests, just say the word. Because the people are ready.
The people are out. They're out of patience. They're ready to get it done. On gun control, in Oregon, they're about to pass a law now that would criminalize you for locking up your guns, criminalize you for not locking up your guns, turn you into a felon if you drive near a public building with a firearm in your vehicle, send you to prison for 5 years for picking up a friend or a family member at an airport if you are a concealed carry person. You'll be a criminal if you have ever built a firearm at home, ever. If you put together an AR-15 from a lower receiver, or you've drilled out an 80% lower using a ghost gunner, you will be a criminal. You'll be a criminal if someone steals your gun. You'll be a criminal if you own a firearm that's so old that it never had a serial number on it. The Oregon Democrats have become lawless traitors and tyrants. And I never advocate for violence. I always call for lawfulness, following the law, but following the Constitution as well. But even then, I think it's only a matter of time before the citizens probably rise up in Oregon to defend their liberties against these tyrants who are anti-gun criminals. These are traitors in Oregon. Every liberal, every Democrat that votes for this is a traitor. Actually, it doesn't matter what party they are a part of. They are traitors. They are violating the Second Amendment. And they should be removed from office. I said the other day, we should have blue flag laws in America. You know how red flag laws take away firearms from law-abiding citizens without any due process? No court hearing, nothing. I mean, no right to defend yourself in a court. They just say, oh, come take away your guns at gunpoint. Well, I think we need blue flag laws to remove traitors from power. How about blue flag laws to remove mayors and governors from power if they declare their cities or states to be sanctuary regions? That's lawlessness. They should be removed from power. How about we remove from power anybody who votes to take away your Second Amendment rights? They should be removed from power. And every judge that makes a decision that opposes your constitutional rights should be removed from power. We need blue flag laws. Now, that'll probably never happen, but it's a concept that's important to get out there. We need to take this country back, and we want to do it under law, under the rule of law. That's why what William Barr is doing right now is very important. He's going to go after some of these deep state people, and yes, some of them are going to go to prison, as they should. The longer their terms, the better. But it's just the beginning. The lawlessness of the left is nationwide. They are violating rules, violating laws, lying, cheating, stealing, committing vote fraud, everything, fabricating evidence. Did you see the recent report about... In fact, they're fabricating evidence against Kavanaugh. Something just came out on that today as well. It's insane, and it's got to be stopped. This is a matter of life and death now for the future of human civilization. So I say the sooner Trump declares war on all those who are enemies of America, including domestic enemies, the better we'll be. It's time to fight to defend America, to defend the rule of law. Let's pray for peace, but let's not put up with these assaults on our country from the radical left that hates America and that wants to bring communism in. Time to stop them. And we need Trump's help to get it done. We're here to help as well. So thank you for watching. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, broadcasting for the Alex Jones Show, infowars.com. There's more with Owen Schroyer, so stay tuned. That's going to be a jam-packed show. Thanks for watching today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.